hosted on dimlywit.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
So, welcome, baddies. It's another Tuesday. And I think that the proper way to open this episode would to be with our own daddy, Alan.
D-A-D-D-I-E.
Daddy Alan. Why don't you give a big welcome to everybody joining us on this fine, fine Tuesday.
Welcome to everyone who has daddy issues.
Yay! Daddy Yay! Issues!
I have daddy to say... Issues. I started this.
God. Jeez, he just looked at me so just in disgust.
Go ahead, Alan.
I wrote in for this actually because I saw us posted on Instagram.
Yeah.
And so I was like, ugh, I have daddy issues. There are these two fucking girls who call me daddy. Boner killer.
Yeah, two girls. I mean, there's a whole club full of them, but okay.
Yeah. But the two main suspects.
So, all right. So, daddy issues. It's weird. Like, we've kind of, as a society, have turned it into, like, a big joke. You know, a girl that sleeps with a lot of men, you're
daddy
like...
Daddy issues.
Daddy issues. Like, or, you know, a young girl that's with an older guy, you're like...
Daddy issues.
Yeah. And, like, in a way, sometimes the girls own it. Do you know what I mean?
Like, I think it's now become a joke. The girl's like, I have daddy issues. Like,
yeah.
Happy girls, like, want to have daddy
Father's
issues. It's very
Day,
fucked
daddy
up.
Daddy issues. Yeah. It's, yeah, it's fucked up. It's fucked up. And, you know, we also joke,
Well, first of all, I think society killed the word daddy in general. Like, it's now made it creepy for, like, little kids to call their father daddy because it's like, girls have fucking ruined it with sex.
That's what mommy calls you.
Yeah, it's weird.
But, like, you know, we gear this towards women often, and women are not the only ones that can have daddy issues. It can often happen to men. I mean,
yeah, I think
look at
sure.
Draco Malfoy, daddy issues. Kim Jong-un, daddy issues.
I mean, look at everyone ever, daddy issues.
Ever.
I'm pretty sure that, like, guys literally are like, they love to be like, they ask to be called that, and I'm like, what? Like, what are you compensating for?
Yeah, like, that's a great. So
we're
gonna
get
have...
like, we didn't start that. Like, guys just say that, and then we just kind of caught on, and we're like, okay, we'll say it. Like,
I've never wanted to be called daddy in bed at all. I will, if anything, I like sir, but not daddy.
Sir, yes, sir,
sir.
Oh my god, I just had a whole different outlook on Alan's sex life. But okay.
Rachel doesn't, yeah, Rachel's like, no, I'm not.
I would say sir, I feel. Jess, you would too, for sure.
Yes, sir.
I think I have said it, which is the problem.
Denny actually gets really mad when I call him that, because he, like, that's how, when he's in uniform, you know, people are always
yes,
like, yes,
sir.
Oh, sir, yeah.
And he's like, he's like, don't. Because I just do it as, like, a joke. I'll be like, he'll be like, oh, do this. I'm like, yes, sir. He's like, don't do that.
Do you make him wear, serious note, you do need... you make him wear his uniform? I would make him wear his uniform all the time.
He's in it, like, 10 days a week.
I know,
you know
but
I mean?
I would, like, need that at home. Like, if you're fucking a cop, like, how do you not fucking a cop in a cop uniform?
You know, the cop uniforms, too, have gotten so fucking hot. They now wear
They're
their
like the fucking bulletproof vest yes.
over their shirt.
Iconic.
Just, like,
I know.
Like,
I was hooking up with a cop, and I was like, damn.
He looks like, you know, Bad Boys, like, every day of the week now in that outfit.
Jessica's like, yes, officer.
Yeah, no, It's yummy, except for when he comes home and he's, you know, suffering from trauma from the job.
Yeah, I mean,
when it gets weird.
Cop issues.
Yeah.
Speaking of trauma that Denny's had to deal with, do we want to talk about that text that I got?
Or the fact that he's married to Jessica and its own trauma?
So how did this become about me? The one with no daddy issues, but it's okay. We'll get there.
You have for sure have daddy issues. It took me 4 years to get her to hug me. And then I met her dad. He's the same fucking way. They're all very cold. They're all like, Joanne, her mom is the only one who's like loving and nurturing. The rest of them, very cold.
Oh, she hugged Alan today.
Yeah, no. She's a different breed. Right? But like the Romano base of this is very cold. That's Jess's daddy issues. She literally told me like, I don't like to be touched. That's got to be from Nick Romano.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So first of all, we are going to get to what I text you, but in a different episode, if you don't mind.
Oh, it's not daddy issue?
It's not. No, and I hope my dad never finds out about it. So start there. Jesus Christ. But you will hear the story, I promise you guys. But yeah, so like Alan kind of said, I think we all have in some way, shape, or form. I mean, our parents shape us, right? We all have daddy issues. Mm-hmm. And I guess since we're on the topic of me, and we'll all start. You know, so my dad comes from a super Italian working class. I mean, my father's father was a police officer in Manhattan during when it was like scary, like Gotham, like Batman, how the streets of New York were.
The hard, like, cold streets.
Yeah. That's when my grandpa was a police officer in New York. And, you know, he was just not a bad guy, but like my dad was scared of him. My dad, you know, tells me stories. He used to hide in the closet, and he would, you know, come and push the clothes to the side, and my dad would be hiding in the corner. Or like he'd come home and he would scream because there was no more Coke, and my dad used to hang his Coke out the window on a string so he would have the last one.
I thought
that
was going somewhere else.
I did too. Like
Coca-Cola.
He was scared. He wanted came home, he worked, you know, a long day, he wanted his soda, and he would like fucking kill anybody who drank his soda. I mean, so my father had a one experience growing up, and I think that shaped him. And, you know, and then you have my grandfather's father, literally straight off the boat. This guy's name was Romolo, in case you care. Romano.
Yeah. Someone didn't like something.
Romolo Romano.
Yeah.
Definitely.
When we found out, my brother was like, Mom, why don't you name me Romolo? That would have been so sick. And I'm like, only you would think that.
What'd you guys call him? There was no nickname. Everyone's got a nickname back then.
My grandpa?
Yeah. Like his name for his name.
Rami.
No, we called him Mukula. I don't know why. Grandpa Mukula. So we like softened this man up. You know what I mean? But so my father, like, it's just not, you know, and you know my sister-in-law, Alex, like, it's constant joke in our family because she's like, we were doing our dance at my wedding. We had to practice, like, touching each other.
Yeah, I know. Like, this is what I'm talking about.
Ew.
And they were like, ew, like, this is weird. And I'm like, you're dancing with your dad. Like, only you and your dad would make this weird.
There was a girl and she had, like, on, like, this, like, dress that showed, you know, all of her shoulders and shit. And the dad was, like, touching her open shoulders. I'm like, Dad, do not touch my bare shoulders.
Oh my,
I'm
so fucking flipping out. Weird.
And he's like, yeah, no, I'm not trying to do that either. But I will say, in his tender age, he is getting, you know, more touchy-feely, more,
I mean, I think it's like, the granddaughter.
Loving. It is, for and sure.
Cecily definitely, like, softened him up as
a man. So, like, do I have my own daddy issues? For sure. I think it's my relationships. I've always compared everyone to my father. Like, my dad's, like, always the number one. Like, it could be negative and positive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, for me, I had such a great dad growing up. He's can do no wrong, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Literally no wrong in my eyes. And I feel like when I date, I'm like, who is going to be like my dad?
I think,
like,
that's
he's
every
on my
girl,
like
though.
List of
that's
things.
That's so every girl though.
It's like on my phone, you know, when you have who, like, the order of who to call.
Yeah.
He's before 10, and then he gets so mad. He's like, "What the fuck?" You know, like, he's just like the best. So, yeah, so it's been hard to compare. I compare everybody to him.
Mm-hmm.
And that has, like, definitely affected my life, because who the fuck can compare to your dad when you see him as, like,
yeah, like some superhero.
Mm-hmm.
In that regard, in your phone, do you have daddy, officer daddy, baddie daddy?
Pretty much. Officer daddy.
I can't.
I'll say, like, with daddy issues, everyone always thinks it's something negative. Like, daddy issues are absolutely, like, you have a positive relationship with your dad,
mm-hmm.
and he's influenced certain ways. Like, trauma isn't just negative things that happen to you. Sometimes trauma is also, like, good things that didn't happen to you.
That's me.
And like that, that's, it's everybody, so many people are like, I don't have daddy issues. I once had someone tell me in college, I don't have daddy issues. I don't even know who my dad is. And I was like, whoop.
I think that's a red flag in general.
You found the daddy issue.
Yeah. I mean, my daddy issues is more like the way my dad used to talk to my mom. Like, she would go upstairs, get ready. She'd come down and my dad would be like, oh my God, look at mommy. Look how hot mommy looks. Look at those legs. And I was like, I grew up thinking that's how a man talks to the woman he loves. Like, super affectionate, always complimenting her, surprising her with, like, literally, like, what are those things called where you put stuff somewhere and somebody has to go find it to find a gift?
Scavenger hunt.
Scavenger hunts of, like, finding gifts. And, like, like, literally, like, he buys her shoes for Christmas every single year. There's a pair of
and
shoes.
And he hides them around the house.
Like, and fucking he's like, think of where I sing to you, blah, blah, blah. And then she'll go to that spot and there'll be a gift. And then there'll be another gift and it'll be like, where do I always come in? And, like, you have a glass of wine waiting. Like, little things like that. Like, he'll send her on, like, fucking scavenger hunts. And I'm like, this is how love is supposed to be. Like, that's the way, that's why I require so many compliments and affections. Like, that's my daddy issues. Like, I probably need too much attention because of what I saw my dad. Like, we'd be like, ew, daddy's kissing mommy. Like, they'd do it on purpose to be like, this is what it's supposed to be like. So those are my forms of daddy issues. My license plate growing up was DLG 1114, daddy's little girl. Like, it was literally like that. People in my town, the cops in my town were like, oh, there goes Tracy. Like, we know the license plate, daddy's little girl. Like, she'll get out of anything because of her dad. Like, that's what it was. So now my dad literally to this day, he'll always say, like, I will never not come to your rescue for that. So like, those are my own issues is like, if somebody doesn't like defend me, I'm like, why are you not doing this? Like a guy, he's supposed to be doing this. You know what I mean?
I have my own daddy issues because of your dad. Because
yeah, you love my dad. You're like,
I
my dad's number
would
one
sleep
fan.
With him. I think I'm not sure.
that's the I other can't. Side of daddy
she's
issues.
She's super obsessed with my dad. Every time he calls me, she's like, "Oh my God, he is so cute." And
he's
I'm like,
"The best dad ever." And Tracy, like, I know she appreciates him, but I'm like, "Do you appreciate him?" Like, she needed him once. We'll not tell the story, but you can imagine it has something to do with her fucking ex. And this man somehow made it from East Hanover to Staten Island
in like 28 minutes.
I was like, it's humanly like you and me.
Yeah, no, there was
like
an issue.
A helicopter? Does he have a helicopter?
I didn't even.
Maybe he used one. I don't know, but he made it happen.
I didn't even tell him to come. He was like, oh, I'm at the Rite Aid. And I'm like, where? He's like, on Staten Island. And I'm like, hold on. You were just in East Hanover at dinner. Like, now you're at the Rite Aid. I'm like, I talked to you 20 minutes ago. Like, how did you even get here? You, like, teleports. Like, when I filed
for
divorce.
Hot, I don't know what is.
When I filed for divorce, I called him and I was like, it had been like 2 years. I was separated almost. I didn't even tell him. And then I call him and I'm like, I need to let you know something. Like, I need to file for divorce. He was in fucking Mexico, flew home the next day, changed his flight, flew home, had me at a lawyer the next day. Like, I mean, this man literally is like a superhero. I've never seen anything like it before. He will figure out a way to fix everything. When I tell you, like, I was struggling getting Julian into the school he needed to be in because you need to, like, check out with all these things. Like everything needs to be checked up on. Like, the school system doesn't want to help you. He got him into this school like I've never seen anyone, like, pull strings. It's insane. Like, and it wasn't because of Jules' dad. It was because of my dad to making sure that his grandchild, his only grandson, deaf grandson, got the professional service and that he needed. Like, those are my daddy issues that I'm never going to settle for less now. Because now that I've seen it.
Talks to Tracy about, like, business, and by business, I mean his grandkids, the divorce.
Yeah.
Like, you felt like you were in a high power, like, executive meeting because you're like, whoa, he's about to get shit done.
Oh, no, he always does. The amount of emails this man will send in a day is like 400 emails to make sure the point gets across.
Yeah, he's emailing and then he goes to email his daughter and he's like, XOBABI 69.
He literally, he literally signs AOL.com. He literally signs every text he sends me knowing it's from his number, like, love daddy. And I'm like, we know it's love daddy. But he always writes that.
See, I think my daddy issues are actually pretty common for a lot of guys where it's like you're yearning for the respect and you want your dad to be proud of you. And I think that's because, like, growing up, my dad instilled with, like, such a big work ethic that I don't know. I never feel like I'm able to live up to what he's done.
And your dad's a man of God, so like, it has to be done correctly. Yeah. Like, it can't be like shady shit. It's got to be done right.
You obviously have daddy issues. Your dad's a pastor. Like, yeah. How could you not?
Like, 100%. Yeah, absolutely. On that side of things, like, I think I've said on the podcast before, my dad was not only pastor, he was my school principal.
Yeah, right. I mean, they're the list of daddy issues that comes from this.
But yeah, it was it for me. It's like, I think that's the way it is for a lot of guys, where it's like you yearn for your dad's respect.
Yeah.
Everything you do. Like, I do this. I don't send my dad specifics unless it's like an accomplishment we've gotten. Because I want him to be proud of me. I don't want him to like listen and be like, oh, like when we had the big Patreon push, I was like calling them every day being like, holy shit. And yeah. They were like, that's awesome. And then when we sent them stuff for Corey's funeral, like that was another thing where I was like, this makes me feel like I've made him proud in a good way.
Yeah. Well, he should be. You run a network full of two bimbos and two idiots who can't friggin' plug in a thing right. And like, you fuck, if it wasn't for you, this whole show would never fucking happen. So your dad should be proud of you.
When you
explain that you work with like preschoolers, you should get an award.
Can we just really just quick
working with
us? I've had about
how long it took us to get the hat episode up and running. It was like everything that could go wrong. It was a fucking full-blown disaster.
And it was because Batty Daddy wasn't here.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I think that the funniest thing I've ever had to do is the fact that when I set up new equipment for you, I had to take away the mics that had the on-off switch so that you couldn't accidentally turn them off.
We're so stupid. Like, you don't get enough credit for the level of ridiculousness that you have to deal with.
Stupid. You're right.
Like, speaking of like two of the dumbest girls you've ever met in your life. Here's a bunch of electronics.
Speaking of me being here, just in case people don't realize, I'm here in person for this episode. Yeah, that's why
this
like
never happens.
They keep looking over to their left. That's because they see me.
Yeah, because we want to like see him in real life and take in that he's actually here.
Yep. And we put, if you're watching on video, one single red flag behind Alan.
Just so you knew that he's one flag.
Oh, there's one red flag. The other red flags are this case of pops that are in camera view.
All right. So let's get back to daddy issues. So, you know, the actual technical term, since we are very advanced on the show, is called father complex.
Oh, and I like daddy issues better.
Father complex.
Can I just play you something really quick?
Yeah.
All right, ready? This is why we have daddy issues.
Coordinate these outfits this evening. Yeah, the machine gun take the lead, and the Megan, you were like, he was like, you're gonna be naked tonight, and I was like, whatever you say, daddy, whatever daddy says.
This is why we have.
So I'm going to put daddy some context says in there. That's Megan Fox saying that she was half naked to an award show because that's what her boyfriend told her to.
Whatever
and
daddy
said,
says.
Whatever daddy says.
I'm sorry. I'm never going to look at Machine Gun Kelly and think daddy.
No, I definitely, she pegs him for sure.
I'm all, like, you look at Machine Gun Kelly and you're like, oh, cool. A cool breeze is going to knock your ass over.
Yeah. Daddy's like somebody who's going to pick you up and like chop wood outside. Like, that's daddy.
Yeah, he has father complex, I would say more. Okay, so father complex is a group of unconscious associations of or strong unconscious impulses, which specifically pertains to the image or archetype of the father. These impulses may either be positive or negative. So kind of what Alan said, like, you know, you're shaped positively by these relationships or negatively by these relationships. The actual term daddy issues is a term that we use, and it's a result of an unhealthy relationship or an absent father. So, you know, we do use the term daddy issues negatively. And here are some signs that you have some daddy issues. We're going to talk to therapist Nikki today, and she's going to kind of clear some of the stuff up for us. But here are some signs that you might actually have daddy issues, you know, because of your father. You're interested in much older men.
Yep.
Daddy issues. Clingy, possessive, and protective.
No.
Daddy issues. Constantly demand assurance of love.
Yep. Me. That's me. Number one.
It me.
It me.
You constantly love abusive partners.
No.
You seem to want so much sex.
It me.
You don't want to be alone.
It me. I'm a serial dealer.
You're aware that you have daddy issues.
It me.
You call your producer daddy.
It me.
I have a real quiz. Do you want to take it real quick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Heavy on the, like, possessive is not me. I'm more possessive over my friends than I am my man.
Do you often doubt your partner's love?
Mm-mm.
Are you needy?
Yes.
Do you chase men who turn you down?
No. It's a big turnoff.
Are you romantically aggressive?
Super. I'm the initiator.
Do you put your partners through tests before dating them?
Yes.
Multiple. I'm answering these questions for you. Do you put your partners through tests while dating them? Yes. Do you turn things around on your partner?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Yes. Do you baby talk excessively?
Never. No, you'll never hear me say that shit.
I have once heard, like, when I was staying in a house with other people, there was an older couple, and whenever she got on the phone to her husband, it was immediately like,
"Hi, baby."
Hey, baby, how are you doing? Ew. And I was like, stop.
I definitely have a voice change when I'm on the phone with a guy, but it's not a baby voice. It's more of like a, like, I just woke up sultry. I turn that on real quick, but I don't baby talk anymore.
Rachel and I, like, have a thing where it's not that we baby talk. It's just, like, we get goofy and make fucking, like, I talk dumb. All the time, I, like, will do a Jersey accent and just to annoy her. And it's because of y'all.
You talk like Tracy's cousin?
Oh, yeah, I talk like Tracy's cousin. Actually,
hey, cousin.
My Jersey personality is bartender Mike. That's who I meant when I'm down there.
We're not from Boston.
I know, but, like, there's a little commonalities in there.
I can't.
Do you date much older men?
Not much, but I would go, like, 15, 16, 20 years older.
Are you super clingy?
Yes.
Are you overly affectionate by your partner's affected by your partner's inconsistency?
Yes. The second you don't keep that same energy, I'm like, something's off by.
Are you flirty with other guys?
Yes. Yep.
Are you irrational in arguments? Yes.
Yes.
Do you get along with your mother?
Yeah. Me and her, though, are like the two opposite people. Mm-hmm. But yes, we do get along.
Are you often paranoid of your partner? Are you often paranoid of your partner cheating on you?
No. Cheat. Go ahead. See how far that gets you with me.
Are you often looking for validation?
Always. I need you to tell me that you love me all the time.
Do you overcompensate?
For what? I'm fucking perfect.
Yes. What's your number?
Oh, no. Nope.
I'm going to just put this in.
No, yeah, just secretly.
In general, are you more friendly towards women or men?
Men.
Men. Are you a people pleaser?
No. I couldn't give a fuck less what people think.
I'm
not a people pleaser at all.
Do you generalize men? What does that mean, Alan?
So, like, you make wide
Yeah, like, all men do this.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Do you have trouble committing?
Right now, yes. Never before, but after my marriage, I'm super commitment focused.
Do you often misinterpret your partner's actions?
Yeah, I always assume they're negative.
Does it take you a while to introduce your partners to your parents? Yes. Do you often do the deed on the first date? Yes.
Yeah. Listen, but let me just back that up really quick. You don't fucking buy a car until you test drive it, and I'm not going to waste my time. If you're a shitty kisser, I'll give you you won't get a second date with me. I'm for sure making out with you on the first night, bare minimum. If not, and I like you a little bit more, we're probably having sex, because I'm not going to waste my time if you're shit in bed.
So. Alan, do the results. Make the results sound on your computer.
Like, why is it Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
No. What is that noise? It's like when the Wheel of Fortune is spinning and it's almost done. Please insert it here.
Results for the Daddy Issues quiz for Tracy. All it says is, you definitely have daddy issues. And then there's a shirt with a woman that says, ask me about my daddy issues. So congratulations.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
You did it.
The only thing I'm not with a guy is possessive, the rest, and jealous. The rest of it, I am needy as fuck.
Oh my goodness. Okay, let's take a quick break, regroup, because, you know, I thought we were going to really be making fun of other people here, but we're clearly all three of us have fucking issues.
Isn't that what this show is? Just making fun of ourselves?
So I want to get therapist Nikki on, because this is a serious subject. You know, it affects a lot of people really negatively. People who have absentee dads, they're always searching or they think it affects them. Why wasn't I loved? And it really has nothing to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you could take your experiences from having a shitty dad and kind of just let it follow your whole life, and it can change your life, or you can turn it around. You know, you can take that shitty dad and realize, I never want to be with someone like that. I don't want my kids to have a shitty dad, you know, whatever it is. So you can, it's not your fate if you have a shitty dad. So we're going to help you talk to therapist Nikki and see how to overcome, you know, your daddy issues. Next.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
So we're doing this episode on daddy issues today, and I think as we've slowly gone through it, we've uncovered our own daddy issues. But, you know, is there, well, let me introduce you to the show first of all. Guys, everybody say hi to therapist Nikki.
Our favorite.
Hi, we're so happy to have you back. I think about you every time I record. I'm like, how can therapist Nikki correct what we're saying?
How can we give this whole show to therapist Nikki?
Yeah, how do we make this the therapist Nikki show? Because I feel like she's probably a better example. So we're talking about daddy issues, and you know, for people that are really, really struggling with their relationship or their lack thereof with their father, you know, is there anything that can be done, or like, do you have to like recognize for it first that you have this problem?
Yes. First, you need to recognize that you have a problem, or if you think, hey, I'm struggling with something, go to therapy and you might uncover it there.
Whoa.
And being able to process it and tease it out, because everybody's daddy issues are different. Like, we can overgeneralize and say hashtag daddy issues, but
yeah. Well, that's, yeah, exactly.
I often do that. Hashtag daddy issues.
That's exactly what we were saying. Like, it's turned into a hashtag, but it can be so much deeper than that.
Right. It stems back from our relationships with our parents in childhood. It's the same thing with mommy issues, too.
Oh,
any caregiver stuff.
Well, that's for another episode. Jesus Christ. Mommy issues. I didn't even. Alan's like, amen. Yeah, we definitely. That's another beast that I'm scared to tackle. But yeah, so, you know, it's I don't know. It can be a really heavy thing. You know, we kind of make joke. It's become a joke. We make light of it. But having, you know, issues, like you said, from your childhood with your parents, it could fuck you up.
Right. We tend to minimize it with, you know, when we do the hashtags or like, you know, I have daddy issues, or I have issues with my parents. I have childhood trauma. But in reality, you know, everybody's experience is different. We can't compare, because what's in a trauma or a traumatic instance to me is not to somebody else, and vice versa.
Right. Yeah. Is there anything that we can do to, what should we be doing to, how do we recognize our daddy issues?
It will probably present in a pattern of relationships.
Whoa.
So me.
Depending upon, and usually it's a codependent pattern, or if we tend to pick a certain type of person that we want to be in a relationship with, okay, that can be an issue. I discovered some of my toxic behavior with, you know, with popular watching pop culture, because I'm a big Supernatural fan. It just ended last year, and I was a Dean girl. Mm-hmm. And then I started studying Supernatural from a mental health lens. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's not good, because Dean has a lot of toxic qualities.
Right.
Wait, who plays Dean?
Right.
Jensen Ackles.
Yeah, same. Same.
Is this like how I like Damon on Vampire Diaries? Like,
yes.
He's an asshole?
Yes. And I'm Stefan, who you would really think that, like, that I'd be Damon, but I'm not.
Right. I mean, looking at some of their characteristics, like individuals that we're drawn to in a character standpoint, it's like, oh, what does that say about me as a person?
Right. Yeah. Right.
That I find toxic masculinity, or how they abandon or alienate or go through the drama triangle, attractive.
Yeah. Mm. Whoa. Feeling attacked. Mm-hmm.
I feel seen.
This is not meant as an attack on anybody.
When your life is slowly unfolding before your eyes, thinking of every celebrity that's like the bad boy that we like.
Yeah.
The Machine Gun Kelly's like.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. All right. So there you go. Okay. Recognize. Step one.
Step one is me announcing and admitting that my crush in the Backstreet Boys was AJ. At 12, I knew that I had problems. When I was like, I knew AJ's McDonald's order, and he now has gone in and out of rehab a few times. It all makes sense. Oh. It all makes sense.
You've said it all.
Bad boy behavior.
Yeah. Like, if I am suffering from, I mean, like, bigger than what, I don't want to say bigger. There's no big, there's small. But if I've, you know, what about an absentee dad? Let's say you didn't grow up with your father in your life. You know, how do you, you know, I know some women, they'll look for men that do the opposite, but they end up kind of find being in this pattern and like finding guys like their dad. Like, I know that's part of daddy issues, you know?
Mm-hmm. It could be that they're searching for validation. Yeah. Or they're searching for that type of father figure. And it's okay to find like a surrogate father figure. But hopefully it's somebody healthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we all do that. We all try to find surrogates to get our needs met. We all need support. We all need support systems. Mm-hmm. So even like teachers and coaches and other authority figures can sometimes take that place.
Mm. Yeah.
Like Alan is our daddy.
How do you feel about that, Alan?
He hates it.
He hates it so much. It literally, like, kills his boner every day.
I hate being called daddy so much.
So we do it more.
Yeah, exactly.
We're the abusive relationship.
Okay, so, all right. So, you know, I think you talked about it before, but therapy is a very good option for people that are really suffering with this. Like, instead of kind of falling into having these relationships trail you forever, mm-hmm. and you constantly pick the wrong man or the right man for the wrong reasons, You know, mm-hmm. like don't it doesn't have to haunt you. You can overcome your daddy issues.
You're right. No, it doesn't have to haunt you. It's a lot of introspection mm-hmm. and realizing where this comes from and seeing the patterns when they creep up and the thoughts and being able to challenge them and go, oh, yep, I know what this is. It's going to go over in that box and I'm not going to repeat that pattern. And therapy can do that. Reading certain books can help mm-hmm. have aha moments. There's a book I read recently called The Adult Children of Immature Parents.
Whoa.
Which it's written by...
written by Skylar Epstein? My firstborn is the adult in between me, Corey, and Skylar. Skylar's the adult for sure.
That sounds like say no more.
Yeah.
Add to cart.
Buying like, that book.
Yeah, that's amazing. But carry on. Sorry.
But yeah, there's three books in this series. The first one kind of gives you like an outline of what immature parents do and how you've been reacting to them your whole life. Mm-hmm. So it's been an eye opener. It was an eye opener for me and a lot of my clients. And we talk about it like, okay, you see this pattern. Now, what do we want to do to change it? Usually boundaries is a big thing.
Boundaries.
Always big. Have boundaries with yourself. Have boundaries with other people because they keep us safe.
Right.
That's the whole purpose of them. And just also discovering what you're needing in a relationship or needing from individuals to feel supported and loved and validated and being able to ask for that up front.
Okay. That makes sense.
I have to say, like, that's really my, like, big power move is that I'm very upfront in the beginning of a relationship by saying what I want, what I don't want, like, and not wasting anyone's time.
That's awesome. I'm super proud of you.
Thank you.
I love therapy.
That's
thinking.
Literally, like, one of my big power moves is that I'm like, this is what I don't want. Like, this is what I need. And, like, I'm very, very upfront. So, like, it's really out there right away. So I don't waste anybody's time.
Right. And I mean, that's exactly what I tell my clients to do is like, tell them what you need, what your expectations are
yeah.
in the relationship or what they are right now. And if they're going to change, we sit down and have a conversation about it because vulnerability is hard. However, it's also very rewarding mm-hmm. if the person understands what you're needing and what you're wanting in the relationship. And they can say, yes, I'm going to show up to meet that or no. I can't. I got to pass.
Hmm. Therapist Nikki, thank you for talking today. We missed you very much.
Mm-hmm.
I've missed y'all too.
And we just, you know, we needed to understand a little more about daddy issues.
We just want a justification from somebody who's going to tell it straight since we, like per usual, don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. So I'm off Instagram and Facebook now because of Yay Whistleblower. So you can find me on Twitter. I hope you guys are on Twitter.
Love Twitter. Yeah, we are. We'll tweet your ass.
Awesome.
It's like you always tell your therapist, I'll tweet you later.
Tweet you later.
Thanks, Nikki. Thanks so
Thank
much.
You.
We'll talk soon.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
She always makes me feel better.
Me too.
She always makes me feel better. Like, if there was a therapist like that, like, that was so cool and was so open, like, I feel so judged by therapists usually.
Mm-hmm,
never
mm-hmm.
makes me feel judged.
No. No, she's the opposite.
She encourages bad behavior. Yeah.
She's a bad,
like,
example.
What?
I don't think we could have found a better fit for this show.
No. She should have been one of us, for sure.
So, let's, you know, if you're wondering about some daddy issues examples, have no fear. Our baddies are great examples, and we will... Let's hear what kind of daddy issues some of our listeners have. I'm 27 years old, and I'm attracted to a 59-year-old security guard at work. Let me think. Someone do the math. How many years apart is that?
It's way too much information. I don't know.
She's 27. He's 59.
Yeah.
22.
32.
That's pretty good, guys. 32 years? Yeah, that's...
That's you and a half.
That's you and a half. That's pretty wild. That's pretty crazy.
Like,
I got one.
The way I say the age difference, if they're old enough to have a teenager in between your dating ages, you have daddy issues.
Yeah. Bingo.
Or a lot of bills, whichever mm-hmm. way you want to put it.
I mean, they certainly have the dollar bills.
Yeah, no, yeah.
But they still got a teenager in between you.
So I have one, and it says, I love daddy-daughter porn.
That'll do it.
Daddy issues.
Daddy issues.
There's so much fucking porn out there now that starts with like a disclaimer of like, this isn't a real situation because that shit's illegal.
Yeah.
Is it illegal?
Yeah, it's incest. Incest is illegal.
In where? Jersey? Because I know some southern states it's not.
I'm not gonna
specify anybody, but I know a few southern states.
That's fired.
Just because it might not be illegal in Alabama to like fuck a cow doesn't mean that it's not fucked up.
It's frowned upon, like jerking off on an airplane.
Never done that either, so.
No, The Hangover, nobody.
Oh.
Pretty sure that's frowned upon too.
Did you know the Mile High Club is something that can get you on a sexual predator list?
It should.
It's a felony.
It should. I don't want to fuck on my plane. I don't even be breathing the same air as you on the plane, let alone smelling your jizz plane.
If you're going to join the Mile High Club, be prepared to either go to jail and end up on a sexual registry list or get a private plane.
Please let Tracy get arrested for that. Okay. this is a good one. This would give me daddy issues. My father cheated on my mom and got her pregnant. She had the baby on my birthday.
Oh, shit.
Oh, this one's, he probably was like, oh, sweet, I have two fucking kids. I can remember their birthday.
Wow.
Same date.
I found one that was dad cheats on my mom with girl my age when I was 18. She found his Viagra.
Wow.
If you have to have Viagra to cheat, just don't do it.
And like,
my dad's
you need Viagra to bang an 18-year-old. Like, you're literally an old dude and you're banging a child. And
first of all, if you're over 20 and you're talking and anything is blank teen, 18, 15, it's wrong.
No bueno, they say.
No teen. They have to be 20 and above to even think it's okay.
Wow, I just got a follow on Twitter from Therapist Nikki.
This one says, my dad's a cop, so I had preacher daughter syndrome. Dated criminals my whole life. She literally rebelled against the system by dating the guys that her dad arrests. Like, that's daddy issues times 100.
You know, one of my good friends growing up, her father was a police officer. And some cops take their job very seriously and it can do damage. I remember we'd go out and we'd come home and he would smell our fingers to see if they smelled like marijuana.
Oh my God.
Sick shit. Yeah. I'm like, that fucked me up. So I'm sure it fucked her up.
Jesus Christ.
My daddy issue is that my dad was perfect.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, my dad had like very little. My dad had his own dad issues because my dad, we don't talk to my grandfather, but like he didn't ever put those on us. His was the opposite, adverse reaction of like, I have to be extra good and help them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, his daddy issues were a good thing for him.
Whoa, you know what's really weird? So I'm reading this and it just like kind of went off in my head, but it said, my friend has major daddy issues because she doesn't know who her dad is. And like, that's fucking traumatic.
You could be ordering coffee from him. He could be the barista. You have no idea.
Whoa, your dad could be the barista?
Like, he could be anybody. He could be the cop who pulls you over. Like, you have no idea who this man is. Like, you could be seeing him. But wow. You know what I watched on SVU one time? That this girl met up with this guy that she was attracted to, and it was her fucking dad, and it was because they had like a fucking connection, but she didn't know it was him, and they ended up like having sex, and it was her real fucking dad.
Barf. Like,
yeah, because they
that was on SVU. That sounds
like an SVU.
Yeah, but that was what I was like blown away by the episode. She's like, yeah, this happens a lot. Like, they have a connection that you can't explain. But really, the connection is because that's your fucking dad.
I want more of this story here. I found my dad cheating on my mom and having a whole ass family on Facebook.
Wow, that's terrible.
Like,
ballsy and bold to post
suggested
a whole
friends
on
was like your stepbrother or half brother or whatever. Like, yeah. Oh my God.
Wait, but I have a question. What does this say about me? Because I was in 3 serious relationships with men with daddy issues. Okay, ready? First boyfriend ever.
Okay.
Never knew his dad.
Okay.
next boyfriend, dad leaves for the receptionist, moves into town to raise his other family.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, well, so they see each other at like ShopRite. Hey, dad.
That's fucked up.
Next guy, dad's in jail. What's wrong with me?
I'm going to say
up with a dad like Big Den.
You're attracted to trauma.
Oh my God, am I?
Yeah.
You're one of those fixers.
I like to fix. I do. Yep.
You're a fixer.
And like Denny was an accident, so that makes sense. Like I didn't plan him.
You only got with Denny because everybody else wanted Denny and you were like, "Let me make a point real quick. I'm gonna marry him." And that's why you kept Denny.
For no other reason to get back at these girls.
Yes, you literally were like, you were literally like, "What? Everybody wants him?" Sit back. Say less. Bet. That's what you said. And then you were like, "Fuck, I'm gonna marry him now because why the fuck not?" Like our parents are best friends, sure. Like, that's why. Because ideally, Denny's not a big enough asshole for you to be attracted to him.
Yeah.
Like, he has a little bit of dick in him. Like, he's got a little bit of scumbag because I could see, like, the coldness of it. But, like, overall, a great guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You want, like, more of, like, the prick.
Yeah.
He might have a little more dick than that in him because I haven't seen Richard in a while.
He has a little dick in him.
It's because I took the Richard home.
I'm going to tell him that you said he has a little dick in him.
All right.
He's going to hate me even more than he does now.
But Alan, so the other day, when you weren't here, we're setting up our iPads or whatever, and I hadn't used it since the last time we recorded.
Oh my God, this is so funny.
And I open up the iPad, and all I see is like,
Tracy DeMarco nude photos.
Yeah, the Google search is like Tracy DeMarco nude photos, nude celebrities, naked this.
She's like, oh my God, Denny.
I grabbed the shit. I was like, like my heart stopped. And then I was like, oh fuck, this is our Google search.
She thought Denny was fucking Googling my, and then I'm like, this is what happens. He has one dream and he's caught Googling.
Dude, images. I'm not even surprised if Jessica had like freaked the fuck out on him. And then
like,
afterwards,
if I wasn't there to slow her down, she would have like stormed upstairs.
Oh my God!
I had a moment. I had a relapse of judgment.
So here's one of the stories that like I should have mentioned when we were talking to Nikki. Mm. And this person said, "I ended up with an addict for 10 plus years and arrested because of my daddy issues." And the only thing I'm going to say that is like obviously those are the issues that may lead to that. You have to do something about it because you're still in the wrong. If you don't acknowledge and then try to fix it,
mm-hmm.
like you can't, it's any trauma. You can't blame something on trauma and then be fine with it.
Yeah, for sure. There has to be like a resolve here.
Right. Like I've got a ton of trust issues in the past with my relationships. I have to own up to that and like make changes. Otherwise, if I were to ruin my marriage with Rachel because of the same things, it's my fault.
Yeah. Like right. Current people shouldn't be affected by past trauma.
Like they're going to be affected, but you also need to be making forward progress.
Well, it has to be you who's changing.
Yeah.
Like you're the problem because you're the one dragging the past trauma onto the new relationship. You're the one holding on to it.
You can't make them change because of what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
Like if you're an alcoholic and you have to get past that, you can't expect everyone around you not to drink because you can't have alcohol.
Yeah, of course.
Oh my God, this is another one. Dad's a cop in Patterson. I have only, in all caps, ever dated and been attracted to criminals.
There's a complex for this. I know that
I'm
there's
worried
something...
about Cecily. It's starting to creep into me right now.
There is a specific name complex for this where you, like, you know when you, like, you become attracted to, like, the guy who kidnaps you? Like, there's, like, a professional word for it, and I don't know what it is, but there's a professional word for, like, people who specifically look for defiance in who they're dating based on who their father is, and it's not daddy issues and it's not father problems or whatever the fuck you called it.
It's
way more than that.
Father, what the fuck was it?
Father problems, like what is it called?
Father complex.
Whatever the fuck, there's something so much bigger than that.
That sounds like the priest who's just really fucked up.
Yeah, well,
father complex, I have sinned.
Father complex.
I just saw the second part of this found my dad's Viagra story. It's the pharmacy called my mom to pick up my dad's Viagra, which is how she found out he was cheating.
Also, pretty sure you could just go to 7-Eleven and buy that shit off the shelf. You need a prescription for the Viagra, then maybe you should be having sex.
Viagra's a prescription, but like you could go to the corner drugstore and get
over the counter
horny goat weed or the pill that's like
I mean, you can definitely get stuff over the counter. I've seen it.
Whoa, how about this one? Growing up with a dad and then finding out he's not my biological dad because my biological dad is dead.
Wow. Whoa. Woof. She's about to fuck a lot of people.
A lot of these are like, my dad was cheating.
Yeah. I mean, because that really traumatizes people. Yeah. And that's what.
How could you trust a man when you can't, trust your own father? And that's the relationship you've seen growing up. I get it.
And then, you instantly have mother issues from that because it's like, why did you stick around? And then, is that what I'm supposed to stick around for? Mm-hmm. Like, the whole, Catholic, we don't get divorced thing. Like, I can't get on board with it because I'm like, what do you mean? So we're just supposed to lie down and accept everything just because he's a man and you don't get divorced? You're supposed to make everything okay? I can't. That's why I'm I think I'm Christian, not Catholic, because the fuck.
This one is, he spilled his tea by sleep talking her name.
Daddy, no.
What an idiot.
Daddy, why?
Idiot.
My dad left when I was very little, and now I'm jealous with the hubs and I have abandonment issues, which you probably should.
I think that's number one daddy issues when people think that's what it is abandonment.
But I love this, that she knows that the jealousy and the abandonment issues stem from the relationship from her father not being there. But that's someone that should sit down with a therapist and talk this out, because it's heavy and it's a lot to deal with on your own. And if you are dealing with it on alone, you're probably putting a lot of that onto your husband, mm-hmm. your family. And it's not fair to anybody in the situation. Oh, God, we have to raise our sons better than this shit, you know?
Oh, no, that's my main goal, to teach him how to treat women, because I'm pretty sure I'm going to be the monster-in-law on that one. Yeah.
How about this? My dad brought his girlfriend to our house and introduced her and her children as his new family.
Hi. What the fuck?
Hey, children.
This is my other family.
Yeah. Here's family number two. I'm going to go with them now. You know, at least when people do that, they usually peace out and they don't come back. They don't actually bring their new family home. Yeah. The fuck?
Talk about flaunting it.
That's sick. I first met my father while he was in prison for murder. I was 16 and he's still there.
I don't think he's getting out. This just in.
This just in, yeah.
I think he's a lifer.
Oof.
I'm going to guess heavy on that one. Lifer.
Yeah. I actually talked to this girl on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
who she's a really good example, because she did not let her father's history and story bring her down. She changed her life because of, if anything, it motivated her to do better, right? But I, of course, I'm nosy as fuck, and I'm like, what's your dad in jail for?
Yeah.
And and he got into a bar fight, and he claims that he says he's not guilty. He says someone is like his twin, looks like him.
Oh, wow.
My
The old
God.
Twin defense.
Yeah.
I think that's what
it's a classic.
All right, let's get a few more of our poor baddies. We're here, a few baddies. We love you.
Sorry for your daddy.
Yeah,
issues.
I saw one that said I'm the least favorite or something. And
oh, my God, same.
I feel you there.
I'm sure.
You're our favorite.
Yeah.
I have daddy issues because my dad said, I will never find love because I'm overweight. No guys want a fat girl.
First of all, fat girls give great head. Don't let your dad fucking talk you out of that shit.
Her dad is a big fat slob and doesn't get ass. Or he's just an asshole.
Or he's just a fucking loser and he's got a small dick. That sounds super
small
little dick
energy.
Complex.
Yeah, 100%.
Honestly, little dick energy at this point, bring someone home for the holidays. Fuck in his house.
I'm going to go Thanksgiving on that one.
Thanksgiving is the way to do
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And make it a family holiday.
Because you don't have to do a gift for Thanksgiving. You don't have to worry about that shit. But
and it's one of the thankful holidays and everyone's so nice and on their best behavior and you're bringing this.
You can ruin the lunch right after where everybody's sitting down and trying to nap or watching football and you're just go at it on the couch.
100%. Make that man eat his words.
Hope you guys wrote that one down. My dad got my mom pregnant in a crack house and then named me after his mom, who he hates.
So many questions.
I thought it,
so many questions.
My mind went so many different places hearing that. At first I was like, do not tell me this man named you after the crack house.
I was going to say after the drug. After the drug. Yeah, no, I really thought that was her name.
But like, I just want to know, did your mom say to you, like, hi, sweet love, just in case you were wondering where you were conceived, it was a crack house. I
thought this would be an important bit of information.
Mom, tell me the story about, like, when you knew you were going to have me. And it's like, well, I was coming down and your dad was coming in.
And... Oh, my God. The trauma.
Oh, my God. He's right. All right. Let's do this last one. Let's see. Daddy issues because I'm a firm believer in every man cheats at least once. I have yet to be proven wrong by any man.
Like, that's I have a lot of boyfriends who didn't cheat.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever got cheated on until recently. I never got cheated on. But I do think that all men want to cheat, but they hold themselves back from cheating. Like, I think, like,
it's a natural urge.
I think it's a natural urge for them to, like, want to go out and fuck somebody, but, like, they just don't. They either have control or they don't. I think that's true. I just don't know if every man cheats.
Interesting, and I'd love to explore that in a different episode, because I maybe could talk about that for an hour at least.
Yeah, for sure.
It is interesting.
I think it's a natural, that's why I think that monogamy is fucked, because I think everyone has a natural instinct to be attracted to other people. And it literally takes every part of your being to be like, I'm in a relationship. I'm married.
I'm going to list a few celebrities before we end that if you have a crush on this person.
Daddy issues.
You've got daddy issues.
Oh, fuck. Here we go.
All right. Well, let me get this a bit of this real quick.
You ready, Jess? Because we're definitely on this list.
I've got a cutoff age here, so don't worry. Oh, my God.
What
please.
What the fuck is that noise? You sipping? That is the most aggressive drink I've ever heard.
This is why I hate ASMR. Just skin crawl. All right.
Go ahead.
George Clooney.
Love it. I'd ride his face.
Age 60.
I'd ride his face.
What's daddy issues about him?
That he's 60 and I'm 60, still trying to ride him.
Yeah. Denzel Washington.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Hard yes.
66.
But only when he plays that mean cop.
Yeah,
and he goes
training
King Kong
day?
And got
shit on me.
Yeah, dirty.
Yeah, I'd be like, yes, daddy. Yes, King Kong.
Yes, Kong.
Oh my God, Pierce Brosnan.
Hell yeah.
Hell.
Yes. So much yes.
You and my mom both.
Liam Neeson.
No, he scares the shit out of me. I feel like he would like put me in a fucking headlock. I don't know what about him freaks me out.
I think this is the daddiest of all the daddies on this list.
I think I know.
Jeff Goldblum.
Okay, I have. So I'm going to say yes, but I don't know why, because he's a super nerd and there's nothing I truly find attractive about him, but he's a very good looking man.
He's
like,
such an asshole. That's
he's such
why you
a prick.
Him.
Like,
he literally plays a prick in every movie.
Just
you know?
like fucking know it all. Like, yes. Yeah. And I'm like, teach me something.
Yeah,
I guarantee you. Like, he's like, I need you to
just
get down on your knees.
Sit there and shut the fuck up and let me. Yeah, like I feel like I'd get talked to. Like, okay, like I don't know what about it, but I don't really. He's a good looking guy. He's just not my type.
Yeah,
but I still would probably do it.
Yeah,
yes. And my obsession started at Jurassic Park. Just obsession started.
Yeah, like
an Independence
Day. Clearly,
like
the guy that like saves
everybody
from the dinosaurs. No. But it's cool.
Me, I'm like the one who's yelling with one
spoiler
leg
alert,
off.
If you haven't seen Jurassic
yelling,
Park,
yelling at the girl, drive faster from the back of the car, like giving demands out. I'm like, all right, yes.
If you haven't seen Jurassic Park at this top point, like it's been out as long as I've been alive.
Yeah.
Spoiler: dinosaurs come back.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. Who else?
Spoiler.
What else you got?
God will find a way or some shit.
You're missing, like, a key daddy.
A key daddy?
Yeah, a baddie daddy.
I'm trying to, like, keep this above 60, because a lot of these are in their 50s, and I'm giving a little bit of leeway.
I'll give you one.
Okay.
Steve Carell.
Wow. He's not on this list. He's also
in his
50s.
List. He's zaddy with that gray.
It's because of his age, I think, that he's not on here.
He's not 60 yet?
No.
All right, he looks way older.
I think he even maybe just like late 40s. Or
what?
Like
he looks
50s
way
at most.
Older. That's disturbing because I thought he was like 60s.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, I'll see his snake on a plane.
No, I'm a pass on that one. He's Denzel all the way, though.
He's 72.
72.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
72.
Is Samuel L. Not Samuel.
Samuel Jackson.
L. Period. Jackson.
Samuel Jackson. Is Samuel like a sex figure, really, though? Like, not really.
I think some people think he is.
Some people want to fuck Samuel.
He's an action star.
Oh, my God. Tom Cruise.
No, that man is the creepiest human I've ever. I would. 59. There's nothing you could do to get me to have sex with that man.
59 and 5'1".
He's older than he is tall. All right, let's find out Steve Carell's birthday.
And is, what's his name? Indiana Jones not on there?
He is. Yeah. Harrison Ford is.
I don't think I would. I'm not attracted to him, but I know, like, pretty much everybody else in the world is.
Like, I know.
Oh,
Tracy did not just say Indiana Jones.
I can't think of his fucking real name. That's like, why.
You say you're not a dork, but Indiana Jones is kind of nerdy.
It's the ultimate nerd movie. That's why I, like, don't find him attractive. I'm like, that's your main source of income right there, is Indiana Jones.
So, I was wrong on Steve Carell.
What is
and
he?
I don't know why he's not on this list. He's 59.
Yeah, okay. That sounds, I would have guessed he was like 60. So that's right. And I still would hook up with him. But I would never hook up with the 40-year-old virgin. I'd hook up with Steve Carell post that love what movie? With Ryan Gosling, where he, like, shaped him up and then he got good looking. Like, after that, he peaked and, like, went gray and,
Crazy Stupid Love.
Crazy Stupid Love. After that movie, he was like, fuck, a fitted suit is going to do me a lot. And then, like, daddied out.
I love that movie entirely for the one scene of, like, what the fuck are you doing here?
Oh, when it all comes together, it's a great fucking scene.
Somebody else literally just became Zaddy, and I can't think about who it was.
Many that I'm like, I'm trying to think of older guys in Hollywood even.
Can you explain? Let's
like, I know this is super Jersey of me, but like, I'm not even sorry. Sylvester Stallone, like, still fucking could get it. He's still leather and juice and all the fucking steroids, and he's like 100 and he could still get it.
And he's 100.
Did you know that his nickname comes from porn?
What?
His nickname, the Italian Stallion, comes from porn. He got his start in porn.
Are you kidding me? I thought he was Italian Stallion because of Rocky movies.
No, he got, like, that was his nickname when he was doing porn movies, but he wasn't having sex in these porn movies.
Was he getting blown?
No, he was just an actor. He was, like, the other person in a lot of them. Oh,
like the guy who, like, walks her in before they, like, attack? All right.
I think he had, like, one, it was all, like, amateur porn, but.
Yeah, I'm sure. No, but he's one that, like, you're like, I shouldn't because he's leather and he's, like, 100 and he's literally on his way out, but.
What about Bruce Willis?
Oh, my God, yeah. 100%. Braveheart of any kind. Forever.
Braveheart?
That man has. Not Braveheart. What's the movie?
Die Hard?
Die Hard, thank you. Because I'm thinking of fucking Braveheart star who also, like.
Mel Gibson?
Yeah, he's got that, like, older, like, you're a piece of fuck. He's a piece of shit.
Oh, my God, he's such a piece of shit.
Yeah, he is definitely the biggest piece of shit, but, like, probably really good in bed.
So.
Because he's a fucking player. Like, he definitely, like, fucks mad girls.
Like, if you don't think society in general, like, culture in general has daddy issues, like, the fact that we call men zaddy is literally like on a silver platter. Like, y'all are all fucked up.
Yeah.
Everybody listening to this, take a deep look in the goddamn mirror and follow therapist Nikki on Twitter. And let's get our lives together as
CEO
a society
of fucked up daddy issues.
Zaddy. Like, we make it okay. It's not. None of it's okay.
There's a few other people I feel like should be on the list, but.
Look, Tracy, she just wants to go over all the hot zaddies. Like,
yeah.
Like, okay, so.
I think I only turned down one at this point. It was Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, Samuel.
Samuel.
Oh, and also Tom Cruise, who is the creepiest man ever.
I think there's only one way to end this episode.
With you, Zaddy.
I was going to say, I need the two of you to say bye.
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 No. Come on. Come on.
Bye, Daddy.
There we go.
Whatever Daddy says. Whatever you say, Daddy.
Oh, my
Whatever
God.
Whatever Daddy says.
Megan Fox, leave him.
Daddy, Daddy issues. Da-da, Daddy issues. Sing with me, you know the song. Daddy, Daddy issues. Daddy, Daddy issues. Daddy, Daddy issues.
We're canceled.
Daddy issues.
Canceled.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.